The MLB trade deadline at 6 o'clock. You know, if anything happens, you'll hear this sounder. We're going to talk baseball with Travis Sawcheck at noon. He's a senior baseball writer for thescore.com. And then Kevin Franson, the Nationals color analyst for Masson, is also going to join us at 1 o'clock. So we got all kinds of good baseball stuff for you today. In fact, Masson had some stuff yesterday regarding the trade, didn't they, Dan?
Yeah, they did. They ended up talking with Lane Thomas in the dugout after the game.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, all sorts of good stuff there. And so here it is, and Lane Thomas about joining the Guardians, and most anything, being a part of a playoff push.
Interesting to be able to get the guy after, you know, knowing the trade was coming and then talking in the dugout afterwards to the home team. That's kind of, it's unique, I think, don't you?
I think it is, actually, yes.
Am I just being a TV geek or what?
No, kind of a rare thing.
Yeah, it's actually really cool. Yeah, so it kind of maybe just kind of tells you who he is, what kind of a guy he is.
Yeah, I was told by people in Washington that you're going to love him. You're going to love him. He's a good dude through and through. Kind, great for the community.
That's swell.
Everybody
Can
in the clubhouse
hit?
Loves him.
Can he hit?
Well, you guys care about that stuff. I start coming in with stats.
It's
the
difference.
No, it's about the feelings. It's about how it mashes.
No,
it
can
meshes.
He hit? And he's under control for next year? Good.
I think this
options.
Is the inherent
Got
difference
nice.
Between Jeff and I. I care about people. Jeff doesn't.
No, it's
absolutely
about the
what
hugs.
It is.
All I want is productivity. Produce or get
goodbyes.
Out. Let's go.
I mean, you could hand Jeff a bag of Fritos and the Andy Griffith Show.
Now, wait a minute.
And that's it. You wouldn't see him for months. Or until the Fritos ran out.
That's
and you would probably watch, I don't know how many consecutive seasons. You know, most people are binge-watching everything on Netflix from all the new Cobra Kai's out. You've got Vikings, Valhalla, all these great things. Jeff, man, just give my man a good black and white television set and some Fritos, and he is good to go.
Move along. They made a trade. Let's go.
Yeah, so Lane Thomas went on about talking about joining the Guards.
Man, he came out and said it twice. That's what's amazing to me. I mean, he just wanted to stand up on that podium and let everybody know he was coming to Cleveland, baby.
Verbatim. Was that a script?
All right, take two, what he hopes to show in Cleveland.
Okay. That sounds like you read that right out of the Guardian manual. That's okay.
It started with John Hart, didn't it? John Hart wrote the manual on that, and everyone has sounded
revised. Yeah,
everyone has sounded exactly the same, with the exception of when Eric Wedge had the job for a little while, and he added the caveat of ramp up.
Is it okay?
Ramp up was added to the baseball vernacular here in North.
Is it okay for me to feel this way about this move? Solid move.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Okay, I'm not over the top giddy. I would rather have a thumper in the middle of the lineup. Instead, they got a guy who has hit some home runs, and he strikes out enough and steals some bases, and you can put him in the outfield and play. He can play right field. He can play center field every day for you. I think that's a solid move. I would assume they're not going to platoon him, even though he doesn't hit right-handed pitching very well.
They gave up a lot to not play him every day. Are we on the same page, all three of us?
That's exactly what I think. You made a move here at the trade deadline for a team that hopes to go to the playoffs. You don't do that and give up your second-round pick last year, who happens to be a 6'6", 19-year-old left-hander. Though you project him way down the road, he's still a 6'6", 19-year-old left-hander who you took in the second round. So you don't give that guy up for a guy who you think, yeah, we're going to play him against lefties. That's not going to happen here.
Chris Antonetti talked about him last night too, didn't he?
Yeah, he's over the moon.
First in getting thrown out.
Yeah.
Well, again, I can't state this enough. I looked it up real quick. The Nationals were second in baseball in stolen bases with 147. The Reds being the first team in stolen bases. They're also first in caught stealing. You ready for this? They've been caught stealing 51 times.
Woo!
The next team, the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim, 38.
Okay.
So that's just the Nats.
How many attempts, though?
That's just the Nats. They're going to they're just going to try to steal every single base. They're going to play a really fun style of baseball because they don't have as much talent as the other teams in the division.
Or maybe the third base coach has an insect problem there in Washington, and there are bees around, and he's always swatting at the bees, and the players are mistaking that for the steal sign.
We had a trade today.
And
where are you going?
They're going at the wrong time.
You can get some pretty nasty bugs in D.C. I'll give that to you. You can get some pretty nasty ones.
Some are Republicans and some are Democrats. Andy, they made a trade. Where was
I going? Can you hand me that over there? You know what that is over there? The 10-foot pole. I don't want to go down that road.
Well, anyway, Chris Antonetti talked about how this really was a painful deal for them to make.
I don't have any issue.
Oh, my God. This is like taking the binky away from a kid. And by the way, this is a great move. You take the binky away from a kid, right? You're like, because you want him off the binky. So then what you do is you go out in the garden and you plant it in the garden. And then the next day, you walk him back out there and you show him a big lollipop or something like that. And say, oh, look, the lollipop fairy, or the binky fairy came. I mean, why are we just so attached to these prospects? Why? If none of these guys come back and do anything in Major League Baseball, it was a win. We just, Dan said it best yesterday. Oh, we just, oh, we cherish every moment of every prospect we have. You have a 20-game lead in the American League Central. You have an unbelievable shot of getting to the playoffs, advancing in the playoffs, and doing something that, you know, this organization hasn't done in how many years, Jeff? I mean, the opportunity is there for you, especially the way the bullpen looks right now. You need a bat. Give up some of the minor leaguers or the best assets you have right now, especially if you're going out to get a pitcher. Does it really have to be that painful? It's a business. It's baseball. I understand that you have put time, effort, and energy into these draft picks. But for God's sakes, do we have to be in love with every prospect we have? Oh, I can't give this guy up. I can't do it. You know what? Worry about it when you get burned when they're big leaguers a couple years from now.
Yeah. Like Nolan Jones. I'm sorry.
Can we stop?
Here's the thing. You picked up a guy who is a major league outfielder.
Yes.
Period. The guy is a major league outfielder. And you could make the argument that Tyler Freeman is a major league utility player. And he's been playing a lot of center. You could make the argument that Will Brennan is... Mark just sent me an email. Mark called him a 4A player.
Oh, Casey Blake, you got company.
Big in AAA, you know, not in between. Maybe Will finds himself a little bit. But it wasn't. He wasn't getting the job.
What's David Fry?
David Fry was an all-star because he had an absolutely hot start, and he's not been there since. Do you play him more at catcher? Do you play him at DH? I think David Fry becomes the guy that they're going to spot all over the place more so. You know, and
that's okay.
That's okay, fine. Sure.
Especially the way Vogt runs this lineup.
What's going to happen with Angel Martinez? Is he going to play a lot of center field? What's Freeman? And this is where Vogt has a little challenge, Andy. You and I both think Gianquenzie Noel needs to be in there often. You know, I mean, we saw what happened the other day. He hits a 3-run homer. Boom. Game that wasn't going real well, suddenly tied up. Okay, terrific. I want to see how he develops. I also don't think you can take David Fry and put him on the bench because David's been pretty good for you. So he's going to have a little juggling to do there. I would think Tyler Freeman doesn't play a whole lot. I wonder about Daniel Schneeman. You know, Daniel has been playing in the outfield a little bit. Tyler had been playing in the outfield a little bit. I don't think they're going to play in the outfield very much moving forward. Do you?
I have a feeling that some of these names that you may have fallen in love with over the last couple of weeks, some of these young names, could be on another team by 6 o'clock.
Yeah, maybe the Columbus Clippers.
You're saying that the guys you think are currently up are not expendable?
Oh, no, they're expendable, but who wants them? That's the point, Andy.
The other team has to say yes.
Yeah.
But if you're putting a few together...
Hey, I'd like to trade you Tyler Freeman and Daniel Schneeman.
I mean,
who's going to say yes to that?
Right.
If you were going to take them, if they were top prospects in the organization already, and you were like, well, we want to go out and get some of these top prospects.
But they're not top prospects in the organization. Daniel Schneeman, great story. Coming up in his late 20s and making his major league debut. He's been helpful. But, okay, now you've got, remember, these guys were playing because you needed outfielders. Well, all of a sudden, you have Freeman and Martinez and Schneeman, who are all middle infielders who also play the outfield. You don't need three of those guys. You don't.
No, you don't. You don't.
So I would expect somebody to not be on this team by the end of the week. You know, maybe they get sent down. I don't know what happens. But I just know that I know you've got an issue there. And... to me, you've got too many of the same guy. You got Tyler Freeman and Daniel Schneeman and Angel Martinez. And Martinez looks to be the best of the bunch. So I would think he gets the playing time. And then I wonder what you're going to do with Schneeman and with Freeman, because now you just brought in an outfielder who you are going to play.
Yeah, I don't know. Sometimes it just feels like alphabet soup. What do you think? Are they done? Are they done? And Chris Antonetti addressed that last night. What do you think is coming up before 6 o'clock here? Does this one move make you feel like that they've increased this team so much so that you feel 1,000% confident moving into the last couple weeks of the season? All right, Guardians with a big trade last night. Lane Thomas coming in. And we're going to talk a little bit more about that in a second. I just kind of want to wrap up this conversation about Mike Vrabel, who we just heard from. And if you missed any of the interview, you can always go to 923thefan.com, or you can check it out on the Odyssey app, and you can go back and listen to the press conference or anything that we've done so far in this show or any of the interviews we've had over the last, 24 hours, too. So you can go back and listen to that and check it out on the Baskin and Phelps podcast. Jeff, I think it's an interesting question because, again, I was getting texted afterwards. I was just like, should Vrabel be on the sidelines during the game? Should he be in the booth during the game? And I don't think he should be. I'll be honest with you. You're right. If he's an assistant coach, then yeah. Could he be helpful on game day? Yeah. Could it cause issues or drama if he's in on game day? That's
the bigger question. We don't know that, but yeah, that's if Vrabel is standing on the sidelines, might bring up some questions. He's a consultant. He's not an assistant coach.
Right.
Does that change as the season goes on? Do they decide they want him on the sidelines or they want him involved in game day? Then
how comfortable is Kevin in his own skin? I got to believe Jim Schwartz is comfortable in his own skin.
And Andy, where would he be? Would he be the assistant defensive coordinator? Doubt it.
I think it'd be hard for him to not want to call plays.
He's working with the tight ends. Now, how's Tommy Reese doing with that? That okay? I would think that's a great thing for him. He gets to learn from a guy who could hire him as an offensive coordinator.
Get a check every 2 weeks, Jeff?
Well,
it must be what they want then.
There it is.
No, I think it's great that he's on staff. I don't question that at all. Like, I think that was a huge score for them. I think Andrew Berry made that very clear the other day to be able to have Mike Vrabel on staff and to give them another set of eyes. But man, you have to be really comfortable in your own skin to be able to have a guy who was a head coach in the NFL just last year kind of around and advising and talking.
One.
Yeah. You know, I give credit to the Guardians because they've always had guys around like that, guys that sometimes you don't even know, former major league managers that have been kind of in the background to help out the team and just kind of advise when they need to be talked to and then kind of go back into their own world when they don't. And Vrabel is definitely in that situation, it seems like, with the Browns. But, it doesn't have that same feeling as, like, the Cavaliers had with Ty Lue. You know what I'm saying? That's not...
No, there's no coaching waiting here.
No. Anything else you got out of that? I thought it was kind of cool that he told us a story about eating dog bones in middle school. He's one of us, man! He gets us! Maybe he'll be out in the Muni lot pounding beers with folks. Who knows?
Yeah, maybe not.
You never know. Be like if you had Jason Kelce on here.
I think it's cool.
I do too.
Again, helpful guy. Tons of experience. Does his role on game day change moving forward? Stay tuned. We'll see.
Yeah,
But right now he's helping out and doing what he's been asked to do.
Right now it's a good story. It's just a good story, and if they're winning, it becomes better, and then every once in a while, Stefanski might say in a press conference, you know, Coach Vrabes really helped us out this week, and he did the game planning for the next. I thought it was interesting that he said, you know, they'll go to the game, and I'll start looking ahead to the next opponent. So maybe his job is to watch the next team they're about to play rather than watch the actual game they're going to play in. So, but you're right. We'll see how it played out. Also, it was cool to hear the Walsh Jesuit part of that with his jersey being retired by the Warriors this year and giving a shout-out to longtime and legendary coach Jerry Reardon out at Walsh Jesuit. So that was really cool. I thought that, you know, he took the time out to talk about his former high school coach. I love those stories where you see things kind of come full circle with coaches and players.
Mike honored Coach Reardon. There was some time ago, there was an award that the NFL gave out. And
he was able to give it to him?
Yeah, Jerry Reardon won it.
Oh, that's awesome. That is awesome. All right, we also want to let you know that if anything happens in Major League Baseball, are we just doing this for the Guardians, or is this for the entire league, Dan?
Everybody. Come on, man.
It's everybody.
So nothing has happened in the last 2 hours? Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah.
Wow.
Sad. Yeah, what we're in the middle of right now, I think everybody's starting to wake up and kind of get the sleep out of their eyes and checking their phones and going, that's
will the Guardians go get a pitcher?
Look, this story about dolphins.
It's a good question.
In the New York Times.
If you're listening throughout the day, you will hear this sounder if there's a deal. Keep listening for that. We're trying to train you like Pavlov's dog. Mm-hmm. You'll start. If you start drooling and you can't stop, it's because you heard this sound. I just want to make sure.
4 score and 7 years ago, our forefathers brought forth upon this great land. Every time someone says Pavlov's dog, that's right where I go now. Jeff, is a Curb Your Enthusiasm episode. That's what it is. And you would die laughing.
You would.
I'm sure I would fall
off the couch if you were listening to this too. So, if anything happens, but I think the question you ask is the big one. Can they go out and get a pitcher today? Did they trade assets yesterday that would have got them a pitcher? That's another one.
Yeah. Clemmie.
Do you think that they sat
down
and said...
The young 19-year-old second-round pick.
Well, don't you think Tanya, too?
I don't know.
What makes you hesitate?
I think the key guy going to Washington was the left-handed pitcher.
A 19-year-old?
Yeah. Second-round pick, 6'6". Striking out guys like absolutely crazy.
A month sitting here saying... It doesn't matter. It's a crapshoot. It doesn't matter. What do we do? We have the first pick overall in the draft, but we won't know for 3 years, and it may be a bust. And blah blah. Jeff, why do we suddenly care about a 19-year-old second-round pitcher?
I don't.
I know.
I'll tell you right now. I don't. Sorry, one less story I have to read at night.
Again,
to the kids
I didn't
before they go
say.
To bed.
I didn't say I cared. What I said was he's the key guy.
I thought they were a little invested in Tanya, don't you?
Let's see.
He's the one they're going to get the quickest return on.
Martinez, Daniel Schneeman, Tyler Freeman.
Who you don't think are worth much anyways, because I said package those guys up and send them out.
Well, they're not going to get you anything.
But
it's interesting
to
me.
That's why.
It's interesting to me. You know, Tanya's been here, but he's the guy who's been hitting in AAA. And he's not the guy who's come up here for an extended period of time. I'll bet you he ends up playing in Washington this year, and we'll see what kind of a player he is.
Agree. Don't you agree with that, Dan? I think he plays.
I mean, I can tell you from talking to Nats fans, they think that he's going to play shortstop and they're going to move C.J. Abrams probably to second base or possibly outfield.
Move C.J. Abrams?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, it's kind of the Fernando Tatis problem. He's not exactly the best defensive shortstop going, and so they want to upgrade that position with shortstop but keep Abrams on the in the lineup. So the thought is he may move to second. He may move to left field. He may play a little center field for him too.
Hmm.
Or maybe right field as well, depending, because Tatis kind of did the same idea. But yeah, they think Tanya is the one that they're circling.
Okay.
Travis Sawcheck is going to join us at noon, senior baseball writer for thescore.com. Right now, Jerry's in Cleveland. He's joining us. Hi, Jerry. How are you?
Jerry.
I'm fine. I got a couple of names I want to throw out there, maybe more than a couple, but I noticed Rocchio's name ain't came up. And I want to ask Jeff, how disappointed are you and Brian Rocchio? Because you really was like his biggest fan when Ahmad was here, and he was like, he was waiting. And I just feel like he's haven't shown me anything. What do you think going to happen to Will Brennan? You said Tyler.
Well, Brennan got sent down today. You know that?
Did he?
Yeah, he got sent down. So you sound happy, like you're going to have a party at your house. Party at Jerry's. Let's go. Brennan got sent down.
Jerry, they have Martinez, Freeman, and Schneeman, who are all came up as infielders and now are playing all over the place. I don't know that you need three utility guys. So I would think that one of them gets sent down or moved out or something. And I would think that Martinez is the guy who survives and gets the most playing time.
Okay, well, So you telling me that Rocchio is the shortstop by default, or do you think that
right now? I think he is. Don't you, Jerry? I think he's got a really nice glove, and guys who come up don't always hit right away. You know what I mean? And I think his glove is the reason he's here right now. And I think that they're trying to be patient with him. He's hitting the minors, and they hope that he can become their shortstop of the future. I want to find out, and I don't mind playing him, but sure would like to see him hit more, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I just think that shortstop and the catcher position is really, really like big holes in the lineup. So hopefully, you know, we'll find something to do because, we'll find somebody who can, you know, fill them spots up. But I just wanted to know because I didn't understand why Will Brennan, he wasn't playing, and Freeman, I'm glad that he's going to get out of here. And we knew Tyler was never an outfielder. So I would put the big dude, the big power hitter out there, and I would put the one they just got. And Quan, that would be my outfield. So tell me what you think.
Jerry, that might be what they do. I want to see Noel get at bats. I mean, that's what this organization is screaming for, a guy who can hit the ball hard and long way and change games around. Three-run homer, boom, tie game at three the other day.
Thank you, Jerry. Hey, appreciate it.
I want him in the line.
I want one question for Andy.
Sure, go ahead.
What chances do you got to get Crochet from Chicago? And just tell me, I'll listen.
None, zero, zilch. How's that sound? How's that easy?
Thank you.
Thanks,
Jerry.
You know, he was talking about the lineup, and yet.
So you have Martinez, Schneeman, and Freeman all in the lineup today.
That is a factual statement.
Sounds like
and
Dr.
Austin
Seuss.
Hedges.
Yeah. Better get some runs from the top,
of the lineup.
Yeah. Sometimes great minds do think alike.
Oh, God.
Travis Sawcheck, senior baseball writer from thescore.com. Next, Baskin Phelps.
You said Tyler.
Well, Brennan got sent down today. You know that?
Did he?
Yeah, he got sent down. So. You sound happy, like you're going to have a party at your house. Party at Jerry's. Let's go. Brennan got sent down.
Jerry, they have Martinez, Freeman, and Schneeman, who are all came up as infielders and now are playing all over the place. I don't know that you need three utility guys. So I would think that one of them gets sent down or moved out or something. And I would think that Martinez is the guy who survives and gets the most playing time.
Okay, well, so you telling me that Rocchio is the shortstop by default, or do you think that
right now? I think he is. Don't you, Jerry? I think he's got a really nice glove, and guys who come up don't always hit right away. You know what I mean? And I think his glove is the reason he's here right now. And I think that they're trying to be patient with him. He's hitting the minors, and they hope that he can become their shortstop of the future. I want to find out. And I don't mind playing him, but sure would like to see him hit more, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I just think that shortstop and the catcher position is really, really like big holes in the lineup. So hopefully, you know, we'll find something to do because, we'll find somebody who can, you know, fill them spots up. But I just wanted to know because I didn't understand why Will Brennan, he wasn't playing. And Freeman, I'm glad that he's going to get out of here. And we knew Tyler was never an outfielder. So I would put the big dude, the big power hitter out there, and I would put the one they just got. And Quan, that would be my outfield. So tell me what you think.
Jerry, that might be what they do. I want to see Noel get at bats. I mean, that's what this organization is screaming for, a guy who can hit the ball hard and long way and change games around. Three-run homer, boom, tie game at three the other day.
Thank you, Jerry. Appreciate it.
I want him in the line.
I want one question for Andy.
Sure, go ahead. Yeah.
What chances do you got to get Crochet from Chicago? And just tell me, I'll listen.
None, zero, zilch. How's that sound? How's that easy?
Thank you.
Thanks, Jerry.
You know, he was talking about the lineup, and yet.
So you have Martinez, Schneeman, and Freeman all in the lineup today.
That is a factual statement.
Sounds like
and
Dr.
Austin
Seuss.
Hedges.
Yeah. Better get some runs from the top,
of the lineup.
Yeah. Sometimes great minds do think alike.
God.
Travis Sawcheck, senior baseball writer from thescore.com. Next, Baskin Phelps.